right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. I want to thank United States Senator Tammy Baldwin for joining us this morning. But I want to go now to my guest, Pastor Greg Lewis, of Souls to the Polls, and Bruce Coburn of Souls to the Polls. Oh, okay. Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls is on the line. How you doing, brother Lewis?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine, man. Let's, okay, and I guess Bruce Coburn has just joined us. How you doing, Bruce?
Good, very good. How about you?
All right, all right. Let's start with Pastor Greg Lewis. Let's begin, Pastor Lewis, for people who may not know what Souls to the Polls is.
Well, you know, we are a conglomerate of faith leaders who encourage our parishioners and neighbors and family to come out and vote. You know, we do a lot of education, information, and it's a nonpartisan group. We just ask people to come out and vote. We don't support candidates and we don't support parties. But we do encourage folks to access their power with the vote. And we spend a lot of time convincing folks that they do have power and that if they do vote, they could have control of their communities. And that's the challenge now because most folks just don't believe in the system, Earl.
So let's do this because we're going to have a really short segment, this first segment, because of we had to have extend our conversation with Senator Baldwin. But we'll certainly come back after the break and have a much longer conversation with you guys. Bruce Coburn, you want to say what about your involvement with Souls to the Polls?
Sure. You know, I've been working on this for a number of years, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And the idea is that really that you can have a power if you use it, and there's power in voting if you use it. And so we really work on trying to develop that block of power because the average person, a lot of people don't feel like it makes any difference to vote, and there nothing really changes. And so we really try to turn that around by not only asking people to vote and having to participate, but also taking up issues like housing and other kinds of things that can only really be decided in a lot of ways by through the election process and who's in office. And so
guys, hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll get into it. Pastor Greg Lewis of Souls to the Polls and Bruce Coburn, Souls to the Polls. We'll be right back.